What's up? I'm Justin, and welcome to my podcast, Buttered Toast. Enjoy your seat at the brunch table full of millennials who are spilling the tea on growing up in the I world and gossiping on why social media and technology are so important to us. It's literally like our everything.
Are y'all ready?
Yep.
Okay. Well, welcome to the Buttered Toast cast. Thank you for joining me in studio.
Podcast.
Yeah, you said it's not the Buttered Toast cast.
Oh, well, welcome to the Buttered Toast podcast. Joining me in studio is Jenna.
Hi. Hello. First timer.
Yes. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I wanted you to be on this podcast because you've been to Dubai, right?
Yes, I have.
Yes.
Oh.
And today's episode is we're talking about all about Dubai and the technology that they're using. They're
okay.
So far advanced. It's about the future.
It's like a separate planet.
All
yes.
Right.
Yeah. And Trey.
Hello.
Hello. Your big tall glass of milk.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's whole milk, not 2%.
No, nice and creamy.
That's another podcast.
And JC.
Okay,
little buff dude.
Stop.
Welcome.
Stop, guys.
Yeah.
Stop.
Ooh.
I know. Thank you. I know. I came back for another one.
You're
please.
Terrible.
Oh
please
my
stop.
Gosh.
Get off the stage. Yeah.
You're so humble, JC.
I didn't do that. That's the audience.
I know.
Yeah.
And I also have to thank my co-host, my live studio audience. Oh, you don't want to hit the button. You don't want to hit the button on that one?
What button?
Oh, okay.
That was real audience participation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, so today's episode is brought to you by your BFF for always being there to pay for your meal whenever your card gets declined. And the refresh button whenever the buffer takes longer than a microwave minute and you need to hit that refresh and start the video 1080p, please.
Reboot.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's also okay. Brought to you by 1989 or
guess.
What?
So I wanted to talk about, I've been on Mashable for 4 weeks now, and slowly I've been reading articles and coming up about all the technology that's being used in the city of Dubai, okay? There's four big technologies that I want to go over and talk about and just, like, give your thoughts and your opinions
okay.
on what's to come.
For the audience, where is Dubai there, Justin?
Isn't it in United Emirates?
United Arab.
Yeah, Arab
it's
Arab.
In the UAE.
Good, yeah. Well
UAE.
Done. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Did you know that before you looked it up, JC?
Yes, because my wife's uncle lives out there.
Oh.
Yeah.
So is he wealthy, handsome and wealthy?
He does. He's a contractor, so he does well. He gets to live like on a United States base and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So if I ever wanted to go to Dubai, could I just stay at his place?
I'm sure you
if
could.
We talked it over with Kinsey and stuff?
Yeah.
Good luck with that flight.
Yeah.
I know, right? Isn't
it's expensive?
It is very expensive.
It was a 17-hour flight when I went,
and you went on what was the airline?
I forget.
Emirates.
Emirates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they got showers on their planes. Did you use it?
They do. Well, that is for first class. Yeah, it's crazy. This plane, I had never been on an airplane like this in my life, and I actually was lucky enough to fly business class because the boyfriend at the time paid for this trip,
yeah.
And I never would have been able to afford that. But business class was so fancy. You board upstairs, so you don't even board with the people beneath you. They literally put the coach is the whole first level of the plane.
There's two
and
levels
the upper
on a plane?
Class, yeah, business. Yeah, so first class, you board, you go to the left. And I went to scope it out because I wanted to see the difference between first and business class. Because
okay.
business was super nice. I mean, fully extended seats, like you can lay down and sleep. You have full menu. So you can order anything at any time.
Free
and it's like a room service menu.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah, free drinks. And there's a bar in the back of the plane. So if you want to, I mean, you do want to get up and move around a little bit, especially a few hours into the flight. And so there's snacks and treats and a bartender in the back of the plane. So you can go to the bar in the back of the plane and hang out. But I heard the difference. First class, you can fully close your pod off.
Yeah.
you know, like a full sliding door, and that there's spa services and showers if you're in first, and that's included.
Wow.
Yeah, so like if you're traveling, I guess celebrities can use this. Like, you need a manicure, a pedicure.
Is it like a bouncer to let you into first class?
Yeah.
Like,
no, it was pretty free to roam, but everyone had their pods closed.
What's coach look like?
Coach looks like a regular airplane.
Oh, boom.
Regular size seats and regular, just a regular level.
They're still going to go to Dubai, though.
Yeah, first class. Still, you're still going to the same place.
First class seats, you can recline that chair into a bed.
Yeah.
And just take
off
full on.
I got up and they put a mattress and all this bedding on my seat.
I wonder how many people got into the Mile High Club off from that.
Oh, you could in first because you can close off your pod.
Uh-huh.
It's like a little room.
Instead of the motion in the ocean, is it like something in the air?
Mm-hmm.
Well, something cute. We'll come up with something clever like
ocean,
that.
Motion in the ocean.
And
you may have to edit this out, but the cum in the clouds?
I think it's supposed to rhyme.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
alliteration. It has alliteration.
I like it.
But I'll tell you what, it was still a long flight. Even
with all
that
nice
luxury. Yeah, I had a cup of noodles on the way. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Ramen.
Loved it. They gave little Bulgari, a super high end designer and jewelry designer. They give little bags that had like wipes, towelettes, perfume, brushes, toothbrush. You get your full travel set.
That sounds.
And what was the coolest thing that you saw when you went to Dubai? How long were you there?
I was there for 4 days, and Dubai was interesting. Dubai, in a sense, is exactly how you would expect it to be. There's a lot of cool buildings, a lot of very tall buildings. I mean, the tallest building in the world is there. But yet a lot of construction going on. It literally looks like a man-made city in the middle of the ocean. And that is exactly what it is. I mean, they actually brought in sand in order to build some of this stuff in the middle of the ocean.
Wow.
Yes. So where we stayed on the Palm, if you look at it from an aerial view, there's all these hotels. Like, there's an Atlantis hotel, which is also in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. But you drive, there's one road, which was kind of poor city planning, in my opinion. But one road you drive, and then it has all of these little, like, wings off of it where all the big resorts are. Yet, even at the nice hotels, you look out your window, and there's cranes. There is so much construction going on in Dubai, so much building. I mean, it's just there's so much money there. They're just building things. And
money.
Building things.
Are the ladies covered up in Dubai?
They are covered up. They are. I went to the mall. The mall, in my opinion, was the most fascinating experience. Everyone said you have to go to the mall in Dubai, and I'm thinking a mall is a mall, right? But the malls are laid out differently than we're accustomed to, and they're kind of by genre. So, like, if you're going shopping for kids stuff, all the kids stores. I mean, there's baby high-end stores like baby Dior, baby Gucci,
whoa,
separate from the real Gucci.
Baby Gucci?
And they're all in their own wing of the mall,
like baby,
right?
Yeah.
So electronics all have their own wing. So I had to run to the mall to get a camera before I did a safari in the desert. My camera had broken. So all the electronics stores are right next to each other. Then all the high-end shopping's right next to each other. It's crazy. And all the women in there were very covered. But I learned that it's kind of it depends on their, just like with any religion, it depends on, I guess, how orthodox or how strict they are.
Did you have to cover
up? They're covered. No, but you do have to cover up more than normal. Like, I wore a dress that I thought was kind of themey. You know, I like to dress themey for vacations. Mm-hmm. So I got a themey dress.
Borderline, like, could be offensive, right?
Totally.
Okay.
Morality police or something? Or?
Yes. And so I wore a dress that was long sleeve and full length, and it was embroidered. You know, it was bright colored. And I was like, oh, this looks kind of, you know, culturally appropriate. But it was a little low cut, and I went to the Gold Souk in this dress. And the Gold Souk is, they're known for their gold there. You can apparently get a really good deal on gold. It was all still very expensive. I thought it was going to be like, you know, costume jewelry. I'm going to get squad gold for all my friends. No. Things were still expensive, but it was gold everywhere. And I got a lot of dirty looks. You also, it is illegal to show PDA. So when I was with a boyfriend and we were holding hands, and our tour guide was like, you can't do that. I mean, you could technically be prosecuted if someone reported you and police saw it, but you can't kiss and hold hands and show affection in public.
What are you serving time for? Holding hands with my girl.
But I was able to wear a bathing suit. You can wear a skimpy bathing suit on the beach if you want. But if you go to any traditional, like mosque or any place like that, you do have to cover up. I don't have to cover my face.
Wow.
But so you were supposed to be somewhat covered.
They didn't have any Dubai TJ Maxx or Ross there?
They do have some chain stores. No, they definitely do. They have everything you would expect.
The clearance stores?
The clearance.
So you don't get the TJ Maxx, the Ross, the...
I don't know if I saw one of those. No, but they have a lot of things you'd be... Well, I guess you wouldn't be surprised. Like, it feels somewhat Americanized over there.
Instead of 99 cent, they have $99 stores.
Yes. It's just that everything was so far apart.
Like, how was the food court?
The food court. I did not check out the...
They've had like a Panda Express. That's my favorite spot.
Probably not in Dubai.
They have McDonald's. They have Subway. I mean, they have everything you would expect them to have.
Awesome cars?
Awesome cars. A lot of money and people are very flashy. I learned, this is very educational right now, you know license plates, right? License plates over there are the biggest deal. And you can buy license plates. And the biggest, they say that you know how much someone is worth or that they're probably a prince when their license plate is a single digit. Like the license plate one.
That is awesome.
Went for tens of millions of dollars, right?
Whoa.
Because there's so much money over there that, you know, million-dollar cars are literally a dime a dozen. Mm. That so many people have cars that expensive, like plated out Ferraris, you know, gold, mirrored cars. You see a lot of that at the nice hotels, but they say you look at the license plate to determine how much money that person has.
Probably makes it difficult to get into, like, a police chase. You know, can't hide.
A lot of fancy cars. I saw camels being towed around because they have camel races. That's like their big horse racing. But gambling, going to these events is illegal, so they watch them on TV.
Yeah.
So there's Land Rovers that follow the camel races on the track and film them. So people are allowed to watch from home. You're not allowed to go in person and watch the event. So people watch on their TVs at home.
Oh.
If that makes sense. And so, and the camels are ridden by little robot jockeys.
What?
They're these little
robot jockeys?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're like 6 inches tall. It's a little robot jockey. And so the people in the Land Rovers that are filming also control. That's how they control their camel with the robot jockey.
Dubai is the future. It is. Did you see any flying cars, Jenna?
I didn't. I know you brought this up. You're saying we were going to discuss this. I did not.
Yes.
You talk about how technologically advanced they are. I did not see any flying cars.
Well, get ready, because they have hover bikes now. So you've seen those little, you've seen drones, right? Where they have...
the drones.
They have two spinning wheels in the front, two spinning wheels in the back, and they go up.
Uh-huh.
So picture that, but more like a four-wheeler.
So,
but it goes up into the air.
So it's like a helicopter bike.
Yeah, helicopter bike.
Whoa.
And this is what people are slowly starting to use to just drive around for fun, for a sport.
That sounds dangerous.
Yes.
Very.
It does sound dangerous, but it comes with a safety system. So people can't run into trees, or they can't go up too high or go too low, and it will have like a nice landing for you.
So when you turn it off.
The traffic in Dubai was awful.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking like an hour just to get a few miles.
And imagine how fast you can get to a place whenever you just can fly in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So because they have that, they're also going to have an airborne taxi service. This is, you just get into the helicopter
bike
thing. Yeah. You get in there and you press the GPS button where you want to go, and then it'll automatically fly you to where you need to be.
So a robot is taking me somewhere?
Yes.
In the air.
In the air.
How high up?
That's pretty cool.
It goes up to like as tall as like the buildings go, but it only goes to 60 miles per hour.
Oh, that's slow.
But it's in the air,
so it's
pretty fast.
You know what I saw that I really want to try, and they had those at Dubai only, I think, are the jetpacks.
Yes.
And what kind of jetpack?
Jetpacks.
Water jetpacks.
Water makes sense.
No,
the water ones.
For reals, like the jetpacks where you can fly next to airplanes, jetpacks.
I didn't see that when I was there. Just the water sport one where you get in the water.
No, I've
the
seen
water
those.
Pack.
Well, that's what firemen are doing right now in Dubai. That's the third one I wanted to introduce. Water jet packs. Firemen are able to use this for the road. So whenever a car's on fire on the road, they can use that. So the water brings them up into the air, and then also goes into their water hose so they can put out fires using the ocean.
So triple water.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, using the salt water. Yeah, there's a lot of water there. There's a lot of water. Mm-hmm.
The future is here. Firemen are just levitating in the air to put out fires, and so are cars just flying everywhere.
Do you volunteer to do that, though? Do you want to be the guy that's next to the fire that has the jetpack on him? Like, oh, boy.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that.
This is how I'm saving someone, is with a water jetpack. I don't know that that's my way of going.
You're
about
like a superhero. Why? That's the most coolest way ever to save someone.
Yeah, but what if you accidentally land in the fire?
At least
I think there's training. It's kind
of
like, That's kind of like going in and save someone and then being like, what if I accidentally jump into that fire in the house?
I think it's very cool. I just don't want to be the first person out there going to fight the 20-story up fire.
And this must
like
be new, because you remember there was a huge fire at a hotel in a residential building when I was there on New Year's. Oh. And people were wondering if I was okay. And I was out on a boat, so I didn't have internet. I didn't know what was going on. But there was a huge fire that started and everyone got out, but they didn't fight it with water jet packs. It was just regular firefighter business.
Was the building close to the ocean?
It was no.
Oh, well, you can't
well, I mean, everything's close to the water there. It's in the middle of the ocean, if that makes sense. Everything there, you can see the water from everywhere.
Oh, well, there's a YouTube video of it where just firemen are just up above a bridge just putting out the fires on these cars.
Wow.
That were just combusting. Awesome.
Well, you gotta
yes.
look up the jetpack guys that are flying in the air.
Well, I've seen those too. They're just cleaning windows, JC.
No, they're not cleaning windows.
They're flying, and then but they're also able to do something useful with it.
It's not the Jetsons over there.
It is. It is still the Jetsons. What was the city that they lived in?
Jetson City.
Jetson City.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
It's like that in Dubai now. And then I have one more.
What?
It's a rotating skyscraper. Okay.
We have that in Dallas.
We have that.
We have a building. Yes, we do that have in Dallas where the restaurant does spin. But I'm talking each level turns.
I don't want that.
Everything is 360.
Nope.
Spins, and they want to put apartments there, so you could basically wake up and see the sunrise, and then turn your building or your loft and watch the sun go down.
Do you have to like vote? Everybody on the floor has to vote which direction they're facing?
No. Each floor, get this, each floor in each apartment gets to decide on their own where they want to spin.
Oh.
So you rent out the entire floor?
Yeah, the whole floor.
Okay.
Sounds expensive.
To make sense of it, I have a clip. Can you play it, JC?
Yeah. Which one was it? The world's rotating one?
Yes.
For those of us living on land, the view is a lot less fluid. What we see out our windows is what we're stuck with. Unless buildings could move.
Ooh. There's a lot of visual.
That's stuff, the man. Vision of David Fisher, who's planning the world's first rotating skyscraper in Dubai.
The Dubai Tower is the first building designed in four dimensions. In other words, the first building that continued to change its shape, never looked the same. I call these buildings designed by life, shaped by time.
It's an idea that's literally revolutionary. Each apartment in the Dubai Tower rotates 360 degrees. The views change minute to minute, and the building itself will be constantly shifting its shape. It's a concept that challenges some of our basic notions of what a building looks like and what it can do. Each apartment will move independently.
You can adjust the speed, you can stop, you can adjust command, just voice activated, you see, faster, slower, speed one, speed two, stop, start, and it rotates. The floor is rotating very smoothly, you don't hear anything, you don't feel anything.
To get into your apartment, you'll take an elevator in the building's stationary core and step out onto the slowly turning floor. Then imagine watching the sun rise and set from the same living room window. Program your home to rotate with the sun throughout the day or stay in the shade. Your view will always be yours to customize for a price. These apartments will cost as much as $30 million each. But on the bright side, you won't pay a penny for electricity.
What?
What?
We decided to put wind turbines between the floors, as we have a space about 2 feet gap between one floor and another. So if I have an 80-story building, I have 79 wind turbines. So it is a power station, a green power station. So I can power the entire building with this wind turbine and have some additional power to sell to the neighbors.
Wait, pause it.
Constructing this tower.
So it's like each floor, there's 2 feet that separate them. And you know those windmills that you see that are spinning mm-hmm. like this, the three prongs?
The wind turbines?
Wind turbines, yes. So instead of them spinning like this,
it's like
what
a Rubik's
does that look
vertical?
It looks yeah.
like a clock.
It looks like a Rubik's cube.
Yeah, it does look like a Rubik's cube.
So they're laying down instead?
Well, yeah, so they're laying, yeah.
Horizontal?
So now it's like a pizza. Yeah. Instead of a clock, it's like a pizza
$30 million
spinning.
Dollars.
Yes, for $30 million. You got to be Kim Kardashian or Beyonce to own one.
The architecture there was incredible.
Wow, that is and really it, cool.
I don't know where all this money comes from.
Me, the oil.
Yeah.
Maybe. By the way, the Jetsons lived in Orbit City.
That's exactly what it's like in Dubai, I bet. Yeah. With jetpacks and everything. All right, continue.
Will be as unconventional as living in it. Not only will this be the world's first rotating tower, it will also be the world's first prefabricated skyscraper. Individual units will be built off-site, complete with plumbing and electrical connections, and then hung one at a time from the building's stationary central core. Water pipes inside the core will connect to pipes in the rotating apartments through detachable valves, the same way that aerial tankers refuel jets in flight. By rethinking basic assumptions, architects like David Fisher are pointing the way to whole new ways of future living.
I think that these buildings make people think that everything is possible in life. Whoever had doubts has no doubts now.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
A whole rotating building.
Does it say how many stories it's going to be?
No, I didn't tell him.
Because if I pay $30 million, I want the penthouse, you know what I mean? But then I get the penthouse, and then somebody comes along and is like, oh, yeah, I just got my detachable unit, pop it right on top of that, and you no longer have the penthouse.
Yeah, I'd be sad if it was like a four-story building. Yeah,
I bet they all have their own elevator.
There's
and you can drive up to them, which is crazy. Have you seen that? Like, it takes your car up.
The car elevator?
Like,
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, like you pull in. I know they were telling us about some of these buildings because I'm like, you know, you live in a high rise and you pay all this money. It just is so inconvenient trying to take your dog out or like, you know, when you want to go to the grocery store and they're like, no, you pull in and it will raise your car up to your level of where your unit is. And
wow.
Then, so you park and you can open a door and then you're at your unit, which is crazy.
Did you watch Fast and the Furious 7?
No, I actually didn't see 6, 5, 4, 3 either.
Oh. Well,
the first one.
And 7, they go to Dubai and they use the car elevator.
Mm.
And then they drive the car out of a building. Like, so they drive out the window and they land into another building.
Which is scientifically impossible.
I thought it was really cool. But yeah, you can see the technology and the structure and the architecture of what's going on in Dubai.
Didn't you hear the guy in that soundbite? Like, he said that this is now making it where people believe anything is possible, JC. So why can't you believe the car is jumping from building to building?
I watched a video that said that's impossible.
I have a cool celebrity Dubai story.
Yeah?
So I did the best thing I did in Dubai for sure, but because of what I love, I did a safari in the desert. And so it's very accessible, obviously a lot of sand in Dubai.
Yeah.
And they have the Arabian Desert, and you can go out and you get in these off-road vehicles. They let air out of the tire. And they take you through the desert. I mean, that you're going, like, over these hills in the desert, and that you can't see anything but sand. I mean, you're in the middle of the desert, and you end up riding camels. You watch them do this hawk training. You can eat. I got some of that bindi or whatever they painted, the henna. But our tour guide said just a few weeks prior to my visit, he was Selena Gomez's tour guide. And so she did the exact same tour in the desert that I did, and he made her throw up.
Because of the driving?
Her and her friends ate before they got in the car, and they go crazy. It's really fun. It feels like a roller coaster, but it's also scary because you're in a car, and it feels like kind of out of control. You're going hill hopping in the desert. Yeah, and so she threw up. I saw a bunch of people throwing up. They take you over these hills, and car doors open. I saw a dad over his wife's back. And she's throwing up on the side in the sand, and he has a GoPro helmet on, so he was filming the whole thing. But yeah, he said he made Selena puke.
Ugh, that is so cool. And so many Instagrammers right now who are getting paid, who have like millions of followers, Dubai is sending them free trips so they can promote going to visit and vacation if you can afford it.
I want to go there.
Would you rather, let's say you have the ability to spend all this money on this $30 million rotating skyscraper, or would you rather live in like the middle of America with all of this money and be able to be like the king of the place, not just some average millionaire?
USA.
Yes, because then you can travel to all these places.
Yeah. Right.
I'd always take the money and travel different places. Because honestly, I don't want to go back to Dubai.
I would rent it out in Dubai. I would pay for it. I would have it. The first rotating building, you know, that's going to get a lot of people interested. And then put it on like Airbnb.
What, have you looked up to see if you could find a place in Dubai on Airbnb?
Oh, no, I have not yet.
We should check out how much that'd cost.
For just $100,000 a night, you can stay in this rotating building.
Little shack. Okay. All right, well, thank you guys for being on Butter Toast. The future is here, y'all. Yeah. It is here.
Is nobody going to make the obvious joke?
What?
Dubai, Felicia?
We've said it before. But you can.